The show's not quite over, so relax and have a second cup of the morning blend.
Well, Brian, you said that you have been getting some little exciting weather over there in Hyde, Idaho. That is good for us in this area because some of those fires that are happening over there have been bringing in some smoke to the area over the last week or so. And so hopefully that rain that you're getting is going to be helpful in that area.
Well, I know it smells good here in the studio. I opened up the window to let that delicious rain smell in. So, yes, I love a nice thunderstorm.
Let me ask you a question. Throughout all of your work, you've met a priest or two or even a bishop. Have you ever seen your priest or bishop, like, belly laugh, like, see or say something or experience something that is so funny that they just laugh? They just have to laugh.
Yeah, we have been so blessed here in our Diocese of Boise with so many priests, and even our bishop sometimes will just let loose. We just have great senses of humor, and they're just fun to be around, so upbeat and happy. And it's infectious. I mean, when somebody laughs out loud like that, you can't help but just laugh along with them.
Oh, I agree. I love the way that laughing makes me feel. The good deacon, he's hysterical. Fortunately, or maybe unfortunately, we'll say that, he doesn't let that get out too much into the public. He saves like his just really best humorous moments for those of us at home. And that does not include the times where me and the daughters are actually laughing at him because he's done or said something. And when he doesn't laugh, it makes it even funnier. Right? We just can't help ourselves. Laughter is a gift from God. It is. And we should enjoy and laugh together. And like I said, I've seen our priest just laugh out of something that he found funny. And then sometimes you think, that wasn't very funny, but he thought it was funny, which makes it even more funny. Then there are the good jokes from time to time that someone says, like, Brian, how does Moses make his coffee? How does Moses make his coffee? He brews it.
That's right.
That's a good one. See?
That is a good one. What do you call a deacon, a priest, and a bishop asking for food at a restaurant?
What?
Holy orders.
I like that one. Why didn't Noah go fishing?
Why didn't Noah go fishing? Why?
Because he only had two worms. I didn't want to get rid of those. Listen, there is so many reasons to laugh. Parents, I used to say when our kids were younger, I would say to the good deacon, you know, before we had kids, I do not know what we ever laughed at, because boy, there is a daily dose of laughter because of the things that kids say or do. And, you know, the priests are our heavenly friends in many ways, and that includes being lighthearted. And there are actually saints in heaven. Think about the images that we have of Pope St. John Paul II. There was that real famous video of a circus that had come and they performed. He was literally like belly rolling, laughing so hard at what was going on. Laughing feels good. And so I found an article from Alitea that talks about a few saints that also had great senses of humor. Brian, the first one they offer, St. Philip Neri.
Yeah, St. Philip Neri, he didn't he like cut his beard in half or something like that? Or, it's some of the things that he did, it was pretty funny. He was a fool for Christ, known for acting silly. He wore a fur coat in the summer to make himself look ridiculous. But he just believed in that holy cheerfulness as a way to advance in virtue. And so I just thought that was pretty funny. But he had some playful antics. And of course, he had that self-deprecating wit, sort of like a Dr. Ray Guarendi of today that makes fun of himself.
I mean, Dr. Ray, again, he's another great example of a good and holy person. I'm going to offer him that compliment, although he probably would not accept it. But he laughs constantly. In fact, years ago, Mater Dei Radio, through their capital campaign when we were building this building, Dr. Ray came out, and I felt like I had gone to a stand-up comedy routine. He talks about the chaos that goes on in his house and things that children do. Really, really funny. Well, another saint who had a pretty good sense of humor, Saint Teresa of Avila. Now, this was interesting. I went, wow, because, you know, we think about, you know, Saint Teresa and the ecstasy, and she's a doctor of the church. But Teresa, the great Carmelite reformer and mystic, carried a sharp wit. That's a different kind of sense of humor, which I think can be very funny. She once quipped to her sister, "Lord, deliver us from sour-faced saints." And when a wagon carrying her over turned into the mud, apparently she said to God, "Well, if this is how you treat your friends, no wonder you have so few." Wow, Saint Teresa, that is a very good one. But there's also some truth in that the Lord delivers us from sour-faced saints. There are no dour saints in heaven. There is rejoicing and worshiping God forever, and that's definitely a place that I would like to be.
Saint John Bosco and his Society of Joy. Saint John Bosco, widely known for his joyful attitude. It was part of his personality when he was a boy. He brought that into his priesthood. In fact, there's a book, The Secret of St. John Bosco, and they met in the evenings at the home, and they would read and pray and learn from one another, but there was also a lot of singing and laughing. And of course, we know Bosco with his great relationships with the young people, and I'm sure that they definitely appreciated the joyful and glad heart that St. John Bosco had and brought lasting joy to a lot of other people.
Now, we are still getting to know our new Pope, Pope Leo XIV. I think he can belly laugh just a little bit. I mean, the man is from Chicago, so I imagine that American humor, you know, is probably still a favorite of his. Maybe, you know, laughing or bemoaning his favorite sports teams, those White Sox, and, you know, finding ways that they mess things up. We just talked about Pope St. John Paul II. St. John the 23rd. How about this? This beloved Pope won hearts with his pastoral kindness and spontaneous humor. This is a good one. When asked how many people worked at the Vatican, his reply, "About half of them." I don't know what the other half are doing, but behind all of those jokes from the saints and our popes, there is a truly deep conviction and a joy that comes because of the resurrected Christ and our faith. So if today you find a reason to have a good laugh, well, just thank God for that gift and thank God that we've been able to have a second cup today.